Tennessee Nurse Aid skill test instructions. These instructions are to be placed in the waiting sign-in area so all candidates have an opportunity to read these instructions before going to the skill test portion of their exam. You are not allowed to leave the skill testing area room until finished with your skill test. If needed, please remember to use the restroom before entering the testing rooms. Cell phones, smartwatches, fitness monitors, Bluetooth connected, and any other electronic devices must be turned off, not on vibrate or mute, during skill testing. Usage of cell phones, smartwatch, fitness monitors, Bluetooth connected, or any other electronic devices, tablet, laptop, iPod, etc., are not allowed in the testing areas, and these items are not allowed to be near or on your person, in pockets, on wrist, etc., during testing. Any personal belongings, purse, water bottles, bags, cell phones, smartwatches, fitness monitors, laptops, tablets, etc., need to be placed in the designated area inside the testing room. Devices and personal belongings may be collected when you leave the test area after completing the exam component. Anyone using a cell phone, smartwatch, fitness monitor, Bluetooth connected, or any other electronic device, texting, Google searching, etc., during testing will be asked to leave the site, will forfeit all testing fees, will have their test scored as a failed test, and will be reported to their training program. DNSDT Headmaster and the Tennessee Health Facilities Commission. Welcome to your skill test. The RN Test Observer, TO, does not decide whether or not you pass or fail. The TO only observes and records the steps she or he sees you demonstrate. DNSDT Headmaster staff in Helena, Montana scores your test when the TO submits it for scoring. The first thing the TO will do when you enter the skill test area is show you the designated area to place your personal belongings, cell phone turned off, etc. Then the TO will show you where the relaxation area is located. You will be asked to show your ID as a double check to ensure the TO has your personalized skill test. The TO will sit beside you and ask you if you have any questions about these instructions. The next thing the TO will do is tell you the scenarios, tasks you will demonstrate. Then the TO will show you the location of the supplies you will need for your scenarios, tasks, and will demonstrate the equipment you will use for your assigned tasks. You will have the opportunity to ask the TO any questions you may have during the equipment demonstration. The TO will read your first scenario to you and will start the timers when you begin your first demonstration. You will have 35 minutes to complete your assigned skill tasks. Each of your skill tasks has a scenario. The TO will read one scenario at a time to you. As soon as you understand the scenario, please actually perform and demonstrate the task. At the beginning of your first task, you may use hand sanitizer. When appropriate, toward the end of your first task, you must actually correctly wash your hands with soap and water. During the demonstration of your other tasks, when appropriate, you may use hand sanitizer instead of actually washing your hands with soap and water. Steps that are only verbalized do not count. At any time before you run out of time, you may ask the TO to reread any scenario. Correct any step on any task you believe you did incorrectly. To make a correction, you must tell the TO the specific task and what steps you will redemonstrate. You may use any equipment necessary. You may move equipment as needed to accomplish your tasks. When finished with each task, verbally tell the TO you are finished and return to the relaxation area. Two timers will be set when you begin your skill test. The first timer will sound when 15 minutes remain, and the second timer will sound when all 35 minutes have elapsed. The test observer will read your first scenario to you and will start the timers when you begin your first demonstration.